Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. Today, we are talking about traveling, as we have already done it in the last three episodes, because we are still in a month of traveling. We are still in a month of May, and today we are concluding the topic of the future of traveling by looking at 10 travel startups that need to be watched in 2019, that need to be paid attention to, because they have the potential to disrupt the entire travel industry, or they have already disrupted the entire travel industry. So it's very interesting what we are looking at today. And if you are sort of into the entire travel thing, I really recommend listening to the last three episodes, because in these episodes I have already talked about different trends that are disrupting in the present the entire travel industry. Traveling is a very interesting topic. I really love traveling. This is also part of the reason why the next episode, the fifth episode, because I have promised in May there will be five episodes, even though I am still writing mastering my finals, and therefore I have reduced the amount of episodes published per month. And I have promised there will be five, and there are five, but the fifth episode will be a rather personal one, because I have to talk to you about the future of the podcast, about me, of my future. But today we are sticking to the facts and to the future of traveling and to the 10 startups I will present you now. So I wish you great fun listening to the episode, and let's start. In one of the last episodes, we have already talked about trends that are disrupting the conventional travel industry. We have talked about startups like Airbnb, Uber, and so on, that are closing the gap between customer and travel agency. So we have talked about, I think it was the episode on travel agencies of the future, where we have talked about why travel agencies of the future are not or have not the most bright future you can imagine. But one of the reasons were the startups like Airbnb and Uber that have changed the entire industry, and that were highly underestimated when they have been founded. So Airbnb was founded in 2008, and there were not a lot of people that thought it could be a company one day as it is today. So Airbnb is huge, but it is by far not the only travel startup that has the potential to disrupt industry, but it is only the beginning. So I have picked out 10 travel startups you should be watching. Actually, I have found them, in an article, as always. I will put the article in the in the show notes, so that you can do your further personal research as always. Okay, so most of the startups I'm talking about today are so-called unicorns. If you don't know what unicorns are, these are startups that are worth more than $1 billion, and that are just before the initial public offering. Okay, so let's begin with the first startup. It is called Klook. Klook is Asia's largest in-destination travel service booking platform, and it has raised a total of $296.5 million in funding over 5 rounds. Okay, so this is always a brief description in the article I have found. I will read the brief description to you, and then we will look at the at the company a little bit closer. So I have researched on every website of the 10 startups, and I'll just give a few key information about the companies. So Klook is really something like a fun company, I think, to start, because it offers a huge a very very broad offering of popular activities or less popular activities, of activities in different cities and different places that you can book via Klook. So for example, what are they offering here? They are offering Gardens by the Bay ticket in Singapore, or a Hong Kong Disneyland meal coupon, or they are also offering a elephant daycare at Chiang Mai Mountain Sanctuary for not much money. So they somehow find really good possibilities for activities in very interesting places for the customers. So it is really all about what am I doing when I'm there. Not on it is it's not focused on the how do I get there, or where do I sleep, or something like that. So basic questions that every travel business might have to answer, but it is rather focused on the adventure, on the experience that you are getting when you're already there. Okay, so the next startup is called Traveloka. Traveloka is reinforcing the Thai market with the three strategies, is part of plans to become a leading online travel agency in Southeast Asia. Southeast Asia, by the way, is a really nice place. Really nice countries over there. So they are focused on that region, and they are looking, or you can book flights, hotels, flight plus hotels. You can book experiences, so activities, as it is also offered via Klook. It is that you can book restaurants, trains, bus, shuttles, airport transfers, and so on. They do not require a transaction fee and do not have hidden charges. They have various payment options, special discounts, and a best price guarantee, as well as real guest reviews and a stay guarantee. So you're guaranteed a hotel stay period. In the event of overbooked rooms and problems with the booking, you just are guaranteed that you will have a stay if you book via Traveloka. So these are the like key forces that they are promoting on their website. It is really interesting in my opinion, and I have already thought about using it myself, because it seems to be quite serious, and the honest price thing, so the transaction fee that's not there, and the no hidden charges thing is, in my opinion, one of the most important features about Traveloka. Okay, the next one is called Adara. I'd I'd call it Adara. Adara works with the world's largest airlines, hotels, and rental car companies to fuel their personalized messaging and relevant offers by stitching together millions of unique traveler profiles and proprietary travel data globally. Okay, what I have noticed first when looking at Adara in compared to the other companies we've just talked about is their heading when you open the website, Adara Intelligence transforms customer engagement. Okay, so of course this is a B2B business, and they are they have solutions for travel brands and travel platforms. They do destination marketing and are also delivering on campaign, campaign KPIs. So they are working with artificial intelligence. This is, of course, also a feature that will disrupt the travel industry if it has not already. Because they, as also the brief description from before has said, they have the possibility to to stitch together millions of unique traveler profiles, and this is very useful for our other businesses they are working with. The next company is called Away, and it is something totally different because it it's not about traveling itself, but is a travel accessories brand selling high-end smart luggage direct to consumers for a low price. And yeah, it recently raised another $50 million to drive growth. Okay, so this is not, well, it might be bad to say it's not innovative in... But the features that it is sent directly to you, but it's baggage. So it's not about the travel experience itself that is created or transformed or designed by the company. It's the baggage, but baggage is also important when you're traveling. Okay, so the next startup is called Trip Actions, and Trip Actions is a corporate travel management company which recently raised $154 million in VC funding at a $1 billion valuation. Not bad. And it is a travel platform and is also focused on the B2B. It is where it says it powers travel that empowers businesses. So this is the heading here. They are they are valuing very much the personalization, so they help other companies to personalize their offerings, because this is also something that we have talked about in the episode that I have published recently about the travel agencies and the future of travel agencies, because personalization is a trend that is also not or that we also see in the travel industry. It is not the case that personalization is only present in industries like the fashion industry or something like that, or the phone or the digital industry. It's also the physical industry actually present in the travel industry. Travel something physical, and this is why there are also companies that are with the goal that the goal to personalize the offerings of other businesses so that the customers will respond in a good way, in a better way. Okay, so the next business we are looking at is Omio. Actually, it is it formerly was Go Euro. In the overview I have here today, this is a overview from 2018, so it's not old, but it's not actually it's not brand new, and they still have the Go Euro name in their overview. So they say it is a multi-mode search tool that enables travelers to compare and book rail, air and bus to anywhere in Europe with one simple search in one place on mobile app or desktop. They just raised a new 150 million funding round. So it's a comparing platform, and they are comparing buses, trains and flights inside of Europe. So they are they are suggesting, for example, I can type where I am and where I want to go to. For example, I'm not, but if I were in Munich and I wanted to go to Paris, like tomorrow, let's say, or on Wednesday, today is Monday, on Wednesday, I'll have to wait a time, but I could go from Munich to Paris by train, by buses, by flights, and this takes a while, they are, looking for the best offerings now. And for example, for £65, why is everything in pounds? Oh, I can switch into euro. Okay, if I'm switching into euro, I can go, for example, with the train by €70. This is not a bad offering, actually. Buy flights with €90 and so on. So the key behind everything is, or behind Omio, is that they are really looking for the cheapest and best offering, and they are really considering like every transportation company in Europe, and this is something special. Because most of the times, if you want to travel inside of Europe, you are looking for a offering from the German train company, from the private companies like Flixbus or something like that. But you are, at the same time, you are on thousands of websites and you're looking for the best offering, and Omio does the work for you by comparing every European company at the same time. Okay, there are four startups left. The next one is TravelPerk. TravelPerk helps businesses manage travel for free, and they have raised over 70 million in VC funding. Okay, TravelPerk gives the power to the traveler, as they say. Business travelers are free to book their own trips within the company policy, and administrators gain control with no micromanagement. Win-win. So this is what they are promising. So you can book for yourself or for others, and create working travel policies without any micromanagement, and your travel program runs on autopilot. So this is also B2B, and it is focused on business travel. This is also something that something that has disrupted the travel industry in the last years, I'd say, because because the business traveling industry is something that has initiated with the need for traveling in within the context of business, and this is something that has begun with the entire digitalization and globalization stuff. Okay, next company is Evanias. I'd say Evanias. Evanias is a web platform helping travelers design, estimate the cost, and book personalized multi-day trips by connecting them with local agents. This French startup recently closed an 80 million round. Okay, what are they promising? A tailor-made tour, really, with local travel agents, especially in countries like Southeast Asia. I can imagine this is something that is highly valued by the individuals, by the travelers, because it is somehow difficult to find good local travel agents if you are that far away, and it is really helpful if a company just does that work for you and you don't have to care about the trip when you are still in the country and far away from your destination. And there are two companies left. The last one is called Hopper, like a rabbit. And Hopper is a mobile only travel app which uses AI to analyze billions of prices daily to predict how prices will change and tells you whether to buy or wait. And it recently raised 100 million in funding and it's valued at 780 million. Not bad. So as the brief description has already said, it is all about booking at right time, so it predicts prices with 95% accuracy by using artificial intelligence. This is pure future business, and no, it's actually present, but it is really innovative, and it is something like, I don't know if you know Momondo. This is more established, but is also very is also highly accurate with their predictions. So it reminds me of Momondo. The last company we're talking about is OYO. OYO is India's largest hospitality startup, which operates a network of budget hotels. The company was founded in 2013 by 18-year-old Ritesh Agarwal and has now raised more than 1.5 billion from the likes of Sequoia Capital and SoftBank. Okay, so this is how you do business when you're 18 years old, I guess. He actually was a TL fellow. I have experiences with people that have gone through the Thiel Fellowship from Peter Thiel. Actually, they receive a grant of $100,000 as part of the Thiel Fellowship so that they can realize their business idea. And the guy, the 18-year-old Ritesh Agarwal, has used that $100,000 and invested them in his business idea, in the OYO thing, the Orwell Stays Private Limited is it called, trading as OYO. And it's concentrated on India, but it has since grown to over 500 cities in India, China, Malaysia, Nepal, the United Kingdom and the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, Indonesia and Japan, and operates 550,000 rooms globally as of January 2019, says Wikipedia. Wow. Kind of great, I'd say. So if you don't know what to do when you're 18, when you have just graduated, think of a good business idea and apply for a Thiel Fellowship. So you can also start your business. Not a bad idea. So these were the 10 startups in the travel industry. I hope you enjoyed the listening to these the descriptions of these 10 travel startups. I think they are very, very interesting, and I will watch them in 2019. So I hope you could tire a lot of information out of that episode, and it was really fun just through researching for this episode today. I really like the diversity of the travel industry and the travel market. Just because I really like traveling. I think you too, or don't you? Just write on social media, write on Facebook, on Instagram, what you think about traveling, how you see traveling, if you are also into the ecological, into the ecological discussion of traveling, and what do you think how travel industry will look like in the future? Because we are always looking at how predictions of experts, of the market, of businesses, of the entire industry looks like, but we are rarely talking about what do you think what future of traveling will look like, what do you hope the future of traveling will look like. Just write on social media, text me. I really appreciate every feedback, every constructive feedback I get. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the episode. On Wednesday probably there will be the next one, and we will talk in that episode not about traveling but about personal things. And I'm also looking forward to this. But for now, I'd say bye, and we will hear each other.